business as usual tomfoolery as planned. We are coming at you in the studio live at 6:34 a.m. Saul and I, you know, really trying to do the most for our audience today. And we hope that you enjoy this early morning podcast, because we're certainly enjoying bringing it to you.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I mean, you know, obviously, all of our beloved fans, this is clearly when you'd be waking up, listen to the pod, out of pure excitement, with all of the splendor of a young child on the morning of Christmas Day. But this is, you know, this is new for us. We usually record on Monday nights. You know, we are joining you in that Christmas Day splendor this week, as we dash from our beds to our potting setups to bring you the news, a little bit of humor, a little bit of personality, a little bit of spice.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So how you feeling this morning, Saul?
A little bit tired, not gonna lie.
A little tired.
Had a bit of a strange night in terms of sleep.
Okay.
I don't know why, I just kept waking up and then going back to bed.
Too excited for the pod.
It must have been. It was on my mind.
It happens, you know. That's a typical night for me. I wake up 5 or 6 times thinking about talking about what shoes are going to come out next week.
Yeah, I toss and turn as Virgil Abloh stands over me in my dreams and haunts my nightmares, putting holes in my favorite shoes.
Let's start it off with an early morning fit check.
Yeah, fit check is pretty simple. This is what I slept in. I'm going back to bed after this.
Nice.
So I'm wearing the plaid pajama bottoms that I've had since 7th grade that I stole from my sister, and she got them when I was in 4th grade. So they are very old, and somehow they still fit. And I'm wearing a Jonathan Edwards, shout out to J.E. It's like a weird soccer basketball hybrid shirt that we got for playing IMs.
Nice.
What about you, John? And no shoes, seeing as I'm in bed, obviously.
Well, there you go. You know, I actually do have shoes on today. I've got the classic Podden Stocks on foot, as per usual.
Gotta love the Podden Stocks.
I've got my all-time favorite pair of shorts with it, which is a pair of Nike ACG hiking shorts. They're silver with pink zippers and a pink logo.
I've heard legends about these.
They're lovely. You know, they fit me perfectly. I've tried my very hardest to find more pairs, but they only sold them for like one summer back in the summer of 2017. So I have been unlucky on that front, but I'll enjoy these while I can. And I've got my tie-dye peace sign frog shirt on. Very iconic. Reminds me of something, you know, just happy little rainforest shirt.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shirt. I mean, not recently, but I've been on an animal tea kick. And hands down, my favorite has got to be... and there's a shocking number of them, shirts with otters lying on their backs holding sea urchins in their stomachs. I think it's adorable and really funny, and it reminds me of my dog because he's long like that. Just makes me happy.
I need to get one of those for my brother. Joe loves otters.
I can send you a link. I've got another one on Grailed. It's I think the same one that I have, but just in blue. So you can match colors with the rainbow frog tie-dye.
Excellent.
Joe Hogaboom. Shout out to Joe Hogaboom.
Shout out Joe Hogaboom. I hope you listen to this episode sometime today, because we are recording it nice and early, so we give all of our kings and queens an opportunity to listen on release day. Let's blast from that right into a couple sneaker release dates for the week. Mildly spicy week. We've got some good stuff coming out. Notably this weekend, there is an Air Fear of God 1 coming out on the 28th in a black and tan colorway. And then on the 29th, things really heat up. You've got the Air Jordan 1 Pine Green, which will be a big release. It is the classic bread color blocking, but You replace the red with a pine green. I think that's a nice looking shoe. I don't think I'll be going for it personally. I've got a couple pair of Jordan ones right now, so I don't think I need to add on any more. But, you know. And another very notable release that's been shutting down the resale market right now is the Travis Scott Nike SB Dunk, which will be releasing only at skate shops on February 29th. No mainline Nike release, no sneakers release. I'm a fan of that release rollout personally. I think hopefully that'll help get it into some skaters' hands because it is, at the end of the day, a skateboarding shoe. I've seen a ton of posts about skate shops getting DMs from resellers asking if they can backdoor pairs in bulk, and every single shop has shut them down so far, which is awesome.
That, yeah, a lot of respect to that.
Huge respect to that, not only because they're trying to keep the pairs in the hands of skaters, but if they do get caught backdooring, that's a great way to lose your Nike account. Other releases coming out this week. There's a couple ASICS Gel Nandi 360s coming out on the 26th. There is a pair of Nike Kyrie 6s coming out on the 28th. And the Yeezy 700 MNVN comes out on the 28th as well, which is the fourth rendition of the Yeezy 700. It's a lower tier model, I believe. It retails for 220 when the normal one retails for 300. It looks like an industrial construction machine of some sort. It's orange with a big number 700 printed on the side. Not personally a fan, but if you like them, go for them because they're a lot more cost effective than the previous Yeezy 700s. And aside from that, pretty mundane releases. You know, you got some Blazers and some Superstars, pretty regular stuff. But good week. There's some spicy content coming this weekend for the sneakerheads, so we always like to see that. And on top of that, Supreme releases week one this week to the public, which is always fun.
Probably shouldn't spend our next 20 minutes covering every item, but there are some cool things in there.
There's
I
some
don't
good
think any
stuff.
that we discussed last week, if I looked correctly at the drop lists, but still a good week. If you're a fan of Supreme, looking to resell, which I don't encourage, but whatever, I don't think there's going to be anything that you'll lose your money on. There was a shoe release that's coming out on March 1st that I'm pretty excited for. You mentioned them a little bit, but the ASICS Kobe Beefs,
Ah, yes.
they're all pink, and I think the thing that sets them apart is that the ASICS logo is kind of sewn into the side in lines of stitching rather than in the kind of plastic, what would you call it, overlay or plastic lines or, you know, the leather lines. They're just kind of sewn in.
Oh,
Almost like
yeah.
lines in a piece of Kobe beef.
Yeah, it looks like fat marbling in a piece of beef, which I was actually looking at a different pair of ASICs, but those are great. Those Kobe Beefs, nice light salmon pink color. Great. Big fan of those. Love the Gelite 3.
And then I believe my one of my favorite pairs, excuse me, of GmbH ASICs were just released, and they come out on February 26th. I can personally vouch for the GmbH ASICs. They're a little bit more sturdy and a little bit more heavy than your normal ASICs, but they are very comfortable. Obviously, they're ASICs, and they look great. They have some interesting colors. One of them is kind of this olive green with a pink sole. I don't mean to divert our conversation completely towards ASICS, but I am a big fan,
Oh,
especially somebody or
great
as
brand.
somebody with plantar fasciitis. It is big for foot support and looking good.
We love taking care of those feet, folks.
Huge.
I wear Birkenstocks like 90% of the time after I get home from work. And sometimes I wear them to work, to the bane of my coworkers. But, you know, shout out to all of them. And we've got a little bit of news this week, aside from Supreme dropping week one online. Raf Simons co-creative director at Prada. It's been rumored for a while, but now it's actually happening. How do you feel about this?
I really love this. I love to see Raf back in the market. I love to see him designing again. I think his tenure at Calvin Klein, while visually very impressive, did not fit maybe Raf's design ethos.
Yeah, I think he didn't get to really stretch that creative muscle as much as he had with his online.
Yeah, I mean, I really like some of the things that he's released, and we've talked about it before, but I really liked the cowboy denim kind of stuff that he was doing. I
Oh, that
love
was great.
those cowboy boots that he released with the metal toe tips, you know, just
Yeah.
absolutely fantastic stuff. But like you said, like I think he was somewhat limited in flexing his creative muscles. And I think that getting Raf in at a fashion house that's incredibly storied, like Dior, in Prada, and especially because Prada's been going in the direction of a little bit more modern and a little bit more futuristic even, I think works very well with Raf's own designs in, I'm trying to think, the mid-2000s that he was releasing. So not like his older stuff, like the Riot, famous collection from 2001, where it was very heavy in bombers and distressed, what would you call it? Distressed hoodies and balaclavas and things like that. But it's a little bit more futuristic. It's clean, which I think works really well and is reminiscent of his time at Jil Sander. And I think, and I hope, that the synergy between Prada's direction that they're looking to go into with these kind of, I don't want to say minimalist, but it is a little bit minimalist style and Raf Simons, I'll say, love for minimalism, but also propensity for doing these kind of bright, colorful things. Like, I'm forgetting the name of the artist, but that crazy camp collar shirt that Prada released that everybody goes crazy for.
Oh yeah, the mountain shirt that they did. Or is it the one of the two people?
The two people, that's Impossible Love, which is really
Okay.
cool. I'm talking about the one, it's in blue and red, but it's white and it has these blue and red, it's almost like a Renaissance painting. I'm forgetting the name, but it's beautiful, and I really think that Raf is going to thrive here.
Oh, 100%. I think, and just with the access he has to materials, markets, labor, everything like that, he'll be really. I mean, Prada brought in $3.4 billion in revenue just on their own, the Prada Group, last or in 2018, and I think this, in addition to being a huge acquisition just for their creative abilities, it also almost protects them because I know LVMH, the brand that owns Louis Vuitton, Rimowa, Moët, and about 50 other brands, they've been going after Prada and making offers. So this will be a way for Prada to remain independent and really just be able to do their own thing. I'm super excited. Will I buy any of the Raf Prada? Probably not.
I will say this myself. So one of my favorite Raf Simons collections is his Spring 1999 show. I wrote a paper on this, everybody. I'm not this into Raf Simons. I wrote a paper on his life, so I feel a little bit well versed in his history, maybe. In his 1999 show, he showed these beautiful, like sleek, minimalist overcoats and blazers with these semi-baggy, relaxed fit pants that are just absolutely gorgeous. And if he brings back that combo and there's a really nice suit, I could see myself maybe, and this is a heavy maybe, splurging and getting one of them. I just think that they
Nice.
look so good, both as a kind of mixture between being slim fit, which in 1999 was kind of revolutionary for menswear, and being a little bit more baggy and relaxed in the pants, which was the style at the time, but kind of intersecting the two was, oh, so cool. And it gets me really excited, like you said, kind of staying out of the clutches of LVMH.
Yes.
I think this is a great move publicity wise. I think it's a great move design wise, and I think and I hope that it'll work out for Raf.
Agreed. Agreed 100%. So, Raf, if you're listening, we know you are. We hope you We hope you have great success, and please come on the pod. Come chop it up with the boys. We'd love to hear from you.
We are big fans.
big fans. That concludes our main news of the week. But Saul, do you have any notable movies, music, TV that you've been watching?
So I had a very long discussion yesterday with a couple of friends about horror movies.
Okay.
And we were talking about Midsommar, which is great. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
I did see that, yeah.
We were talking about It Follows, one of my personal favorite movies.
Ooh, that one was crazy. That was
incredible,
actually filmed
and
in Michigan.
And it's got a fan... Really?
Yeah, filmed in around Detroit. Oh. And the beach scene, I think I've been to that beach. I'm pretty sure I've been.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
If anybody hasn't seen it, great movie. It's only about an hour and a half. Has one of the best soundtracks, in my own personal opinion, of a horror movie. Completely original score. It is strange. It is spooky. It is intuitive. It's made not by Blumhouse. So if you're into horror movies, go check that out. And I will plug also Hereditary. I went through after this conversation and rewatched it, and there are some details in that movie that are just hands down terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
There's one scene where it's the shot of a house through the trees, a shot of their house through the trees in the daytime, and it switches to night instantaneously. And the trees surrounding the house are these beautiful, like, white birch trees. This is if I'm remembering it correctly. And the light of the moon, which is obviously, I think, done with big studio lights, but the light of the quote-unquote moon shining off of the trees is mirrored by the appearance of the naked cult figures, which appear around the house. And you don't notice it on your first watch through because they're not moving. They're not being, you know, jump scary or anything. They're just standing there. And like I said, upon first watch, you think it's the trees, but then you look closer and it's, you know,
it's people.
Naked cult. Oh my god, it's so good.
That's so freaky.
So I'm on a horror movie kick this week. What about you, Sean? You have any movies or TV
let's
shows
see.
To recommend?
I was a little late to the party, and by a little I mean like 3 years late. But I saw The Martian for the first time last week. Great movie. I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I had seen previews, of course, but they were so long ago that I kind of forgot about it. And I was like, how haven't I seen this yet? So shout out to The Martian. If you haven't seen that one, go check it out.
Plug, if you haven't read the book for The Martian, it is better than the movie. However,
but I can't read
the movie is very good. The book has a lot more of the actual science that he's doing, and it's very well researched. And if you're into kind of sci-fi nerdy logistics, I would highly recommend reading the book because it really goes into that. And for somebody who is constantly questioning these fictional worlds, you know, that are being built and the rules within them, I really enjoyed that aspect of the book and the attention
it's
that
good
was
to see
paid.
Them back it up, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So when I figure out how to read, I will be sure to check that out. but besides that, just been watching my classic shows, King of the Hill, Seinfeld, Curb, all that good stuff. I started a horribly unsettling show on the topic of horror, The Hunters, on Amazon Prime.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Absolutely insane. There's some imagery in that show that is beyond my wildest nightmares. It is so, so scary. Not like jump scare, but just so unsettling, so horrible. Ugh. But, you know, if you're looking for something new to watch, that will definitely lock you in. So if you're not afraid of some really, really scary stuff that may keep you up at night, please give it a try.
Definitely all solid recommendations.
Yeah.
Wow. Lot to check out. I definitely want to check out Hunters.
Yeah, highly recommend. But I think we can relay that into music. Have you been listening to any new music this week? Checking out any spicy tracks?
To my knowledge, there haven't been any big album releases, at least on my radar.
Okay, there's been one
That.
for me.
Oh, but one of my. I don't want to say favorite bands, but one of my most. Or one of the bands I'm most interested in, 100 Gex, just released
Yeah.
a new remix of a song off of their self-titled album, 100 Gex, called Ringtone, and it's a remix with Charli XCX, Rico Nasty, and. Oh, God, I'm blanking on the last person.
Was it Rita Ora?
Oh, Caro Caro Bonito.
Oh, okay.
And I really enjoy the remix. It's poppy, it's weird, it's got a bunch of people that I really like. It's catchy as all hell. It'll stick in your ear and just, keep going.
Truly the
And
303 of our generation.
they are not the 303 of our generation. If to anybody who may listen to Throwing Fits and holds the opinion that 100 Gex is anywhere similar to 303, I would heavily encourage you to go listen to their self-titled album, which is weird for the sake of being weird.
That's what
And
303
not.
was back in the
No,
day.
it is not. 303 was making music about girls touching their penis and
Uh-oh.
weird shit in the terms of, like, oh my God, like, don't trust me. Like, I don't know how you can compare. This isn't me soapboxing and, like, gatekeeping good music. I'm just saying you cannot compare the music that 303 was making to the music that 100 Gex is making.
I don't
I'm
know, man.
really angry about that take. Ugh.
Getting spicy in the morning. It's 6:56 a.m. and we're just
Yeah.
popping off over here.
Yeah, what is
Let's
this
see.
album that you've been loving, John?
Okay, one of my favorite artists, King Cruel,
Oh.
released a new album this past week called Man Alive. It is about 45 minutes long, probably like 14 songs, something around there. It's great. I highly recommend you give it a listen. It's like a rainy day, kind of bummed out vibe throughout, but it great sound throughout the entire thing. I love the direction he's going in right now, and I've been listening to that a lot. In addition, the album art is some of my favorite I've ever seen. It's this like big red man drawn in a disproportionate way. I think it was painted by King Cruel on this dark baby blue background. So I'm a huge fan. I highly recommend any of our listeners check it out. I know my brother, Joe Hogaboom, big shout out, has already been listening to it. So gotta love that.
Yeah.
Aside from that, nothing on my radar from this past week as far as releases go. But do you have a song of the week, Saul?
I do. So should kind of introduce it a little bit. I feel obligated. A veritable classic. The lead singer is not somebody that I support, especially with some recent antics. And I am reconsidering as I'm introducing it my pick of the week. However, my song of the week is This Charming Man by The Smiths.
Okay.
A kind of upbeat, it's short and sweet, only about 2.5 minutes, I think, off the top of my head. Short and sweet, catchy, old, sort of poppy song. Comes and goes quite quickly, but it'll remain with you for quite some time. I've been playing it, for a long time, since working at a fashion magazine in the city with some big fans of Morrissey, who I am not personally a fan of. But I will set my own personal bias aside and recommend the song because it is good.
Nice. Good man. All right. Love to hear that. Well, don't
What
love
about you?
Morrissey, but love to hear
Yeah.
that pick. My pick of the week is a song kind of out of left field. It is a remix of a song by I Love Makonnen, who is most famous for his duo on the song Tuesday with Drake. It's called Down for So Long. And it features Despot and the lead singer of Vampire Weekend, Ezra Koenig. And
Okay.
Ezra almost raps in it.
Huh.
Verse is unbelievable. He's got just the lyrical aspect of it. It's crazy. I highly recommend you give it a listen if you haven't yet. It's a song a lot of people don't know about, but can't recommend that one enough.
You know what, Sean?
What?
I am going to go out on a bit of a limb here and add a second song of the week for me.
Mm.
I was thinking about it. I've sent you this song. It is fantastic. It is upbeat. I feel like I've been recommending some laid back or some sadder music for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad because I listen to this band quite a bit. They are one of my favorite groups. Not a lot of people know about them. I take some personal credit, and maybe we can get into this in a future pod, for some of the success, of the Marias, a kind of chilled out, laid back, dream pop almost band out of California, and I'm hoping to promote, for lack of a better word, this group. I absolutely love them. However, my second song of the week is Surfin', S-U-R-F-I-N apostrophe, there's no G, Baby by Jim and Swim, a Thai pop group.
All right.
They are fantastic. They speak slightly broken English, and you can sometimes catch it, and I think it makes
them
all the more endearing.
Yeah, it feels a little more authentic that way.
And they take a lot of inspiration from like old surf pop in America. And
that's awesome.
It's really cool. Yeah.
I have to check that out because I've never heard of that group before.
Yeah. So you can find all of these songs that we've just mentioned and more from past weeks on the Pair of Kings playlist on Spotify. There is also a more general playlist called Pair of Kings Favorite Songs, which has John, and my's kind of ongoing songs that we're into, songs that we've been listening to, all-time favorite songs, but don't necessarily have the time to plug on the pod.
Yes.
You can check both of those out on Spotify as of right now.
There you go. And I just want to apologize to any listeners. There may have been a slight sound stoppage back there for like 30 seconds, but we're back and we're better than ever. So
yeah.
Once I figure out how to sound edit, that won't happen anymore, but that'll be a week or so, or a month or so, or 5 months or so. We'll find out. But we're back now. Saul, do you have any hot takes this week?
I do. I have a I don't know if this is as scorching hot as some of my other takes, considering it is I think it's pretty insular to the fashion community. I think that people really need to stop wearing rope belts.
Okay.
As belts. So I have no problem with them as an accessory, but when you're using it as something to actually hold your pants up, I think you look like a rejected pirate, especially in like boot cut and or skinny jeans, which doesn't make sense. How are you wearing skinny jeans and you need like a belt to hold it up?
Yeah.
Regardless. It just really ticks me off that like a piece of string becomes such a centerpiece of an outfit, and I feel like it takes away from the effort that a lot of people have put in to their outfits.
Okay.
To only ruin it with a necessary because you need this piece of string, or rope. But I am a big proponent of jeans that fit correctly. I'm a big proponent of belts. Whether it be your own personal choice to have a simple belt or something a little bit more gaudy, that's up to you. I don't care. However, please just make sure you're holding your pants up with something that can do the job and is not from one of your shoes.
Excellent. Very well said.
Yeah.
My hot take of the week kind of goes off the tangent of the pants. Mine's just, don't be afraid to wear some wider leg pants, folks. You know, mainline style for 90% of the world is have, for the last couple of years has been skinny, 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 skin tight pants, skin tight jeans, all sorts of very, very tapered bottoms. But yeah. I think we got to widen it out a little bit. You know, it doesn't have to be super baggy JNCO jeans. But look into some Levi's 501s, some cargo pants, just some straight leg. Doesn't have to be boot cut, but just some straight leg stuff. I think you'll like it. You know, they're super comfortable. They look nice sitting on sneakers. They look nice with boots. They look nice with really anything. And I think personally, we'll see that more in mainline stuff like a year or two from now, because you already see it more in the fashion focused brands. But I think if you want to get ahead of the curve, go get yourself a pair of Levi's 501s and enjoy them to your heart's content. But maybe not the spiciest take in the world, because I'm not telling people like don't do this, don't do that, but more trying to persuade into the direction of investing in some wider leg pants. But yeah,
if we are talking really quickly about jeans, I will buy, I guess, demonic contract or whatever the hell I've signed that's got me so hooked on Selvedge Denim. Check out Selvedge Denim if you're interested in non-tapered, slightly straight cut or kind of baggy jeans that end up looking really good as you wear them. You know, a lot of people do worry that, oh, with baggier pants, they don't look good. Over time, they get like slouchy. You know, I'd have to throw them out, X, Y, Z. Selvedge Denim actually is designed to look better with time. And yep. If longevity is something that you are worried about, either in style and or in quality, you know, in make, you know, it's built to last. Check it out. You know, there you can find a pair that's already been broken in probably pretty easily on Grailed. You can find them for $100, which isn't cheap. But, you know, for a good quality pair of denim that's going to last you a year and a half to 10 years, I think it is more than worth the investment.
There you go. Very well said. Yeah, Selvedge Denim is something a lot of people don't even know about nowadays, but
yeah.
it's worth doing a little research. That's how jeans used to all be. So
yeah,
it's going back to the classics and the heritage of what denim started off as. Excellent takes this week.
Yeah, I
anything
agree.
Else? Anything else you want to plug before we head out and go on with our days?
Yeah, so for Pair of Kings, if you have any questions for either one of the kings, for both of us, for... I really don't know. For either one of us, reach out to us on our socials, whether it be about Selvedge Denim, the weather, how good John looks in his ACG shorts, whatever it may be. Reach out to us on our socials. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Pair of Kings Pod. That's PairofKingsPod. Our nice. Instagram is more active in terms of memes. Our Twitter is more active in terms of thinking about potting. You can reach out to us on either one of those through DM on our personal accounts. I assume all of our followers know both of ours. Through Carrier Pigeon.
Yeah,
through letter thrown one. Very hard in either one of our general directions, through smoke signal,
yeah.
through Morse code, through skywriting if you have access.
Really through telepathy. Just think really hard about yeah. it. We'll probably pick it up.
Yeah. But we'd love to hear from you. You know, feedback, creative criticism, not so creative criticism, hate mail, love mail, anything and everything. We'd love to engage with our audience. So please reach out. Don't be scared. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. Saul, thank you also for getting up so early to record, because
it is my pleasure, John.
It's been a hoot. It's been a holler. It's been all that good stuff. On that note, I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in, and get excited for next week, because there's going to be a huge upgrade in the audio department. So we'll keep the wraps on that for now, but it's going to be spicy, folks. And on that note, this has been Pair of Kings, business as usual, tomfoolery as planned. Good morning, and have a great Tuesday.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.